Shabbos. Good. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis quotes a passage from the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a sefer that was written. It's called Megillah because it was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited orally, when the Torah Shebaal Peh was still not permitted to be written down. So the Megillas Tainis starts from this and here. Sivan goes in the order of the months of the year and lists off all of the Yamim Tovim that were introduced by the Chachamim. And all, why is it called Megillas Tainis? Because the Tzara Shava, all of the Yom Tovim, have in common that there's an Issa Tainis. Some of them are more Chomer, there's even an Issa Hesped. You're not permitted to deliver a Hesped. But so Chanukah is listed there. Chanukah is listed, but the Loi Lemisped Behon, or the Loi Lesanor Behon. You're not permitted to deliver a Hesped, you're not permitted to listen to a Hesped, and you're not permitted to fast on any of these days. There was a great Goyen years ago, Rabbi Tzala Ponovizhe, who was a big Baal Mechadish, and 100 years ago. So he had a Chiddush that the when you have, there are people dying every day, so on Chanukah you can't have any Hespedim. So he had a Chiddush that the Oinen, the relatives who are in a state of Aninus, are permitted to deliver a Hesped, because the whole prohibition is because there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and the Oinenim are not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. So since the Oinen is not allowed to do Simchas Chanukah, so he's allowed to deliver a Hesped. And all the Gedolim disagreed with him. He's allowed to deliver the Hesped, but no one's allowed to listen. The Lo Lemisped means there's an Issa to deliver a Hesped, as well as an Issa to listen to a Hesped. Both of them are a violation of Simchas Chanukah. So all of these Yamim Tovim have this, all the Yamim Tovim, the Rabbanon, listed in Megillas Tainis, all have this in common. They all have a Chiyuv Simcha. The Svarim point out that the Rambam writes a Chiddush, the Rambam writes the 8 days of Chanukah is a mitzvah of Simcha. That's the Posh Pshat, and that's the basis of the whole Megillas Tainis. There is a Chiyuv Simcha in all of these Yamim Tovim. It's not like Simcha on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, that we have Simcha Mikum Yasei, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, or Simcha is that the husband has to buy new clothing for his wife, or jewelry, a toys for the children, a nash for the little children, each one, simcha, whatever will cheer him up, it's a simcha b'shevi al tasa. It's only a simcha like Rosh Chodesh. The Torah quotes in the name of the Goyinim, that on Rosh, in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Torah quotes that on Rosh Chodesh there is a chi of simcha, as we seem to see from the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem Vadechem Rosh Chodesh Miskaita Machatzoitzvus. So Rosh Chodesh is put together with of Yom Simchaschem, and the whole idea of Skaitem Achatzoitzus Alol Asechem, Balziv Chishamechem, blowing the Chatzoitzus itself, is the key of the Simcha. So the Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim, you see from the Pasuk in Chumash, that there is an Inyan of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. That happens to be talking Simcha in the Beis HaMikdosh, in conjunction with Hakrovus HaKorbanus. Chutz LeBeis HaMikdosh, the relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only with respect to the Beis HaMikdash. You only have a Chi of Musafim. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have any Issa Malacha. So there is no Simcha B'kum V'yasei outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara says it's a Simcha B'shevi Altasa. It's also B'hesped V'tainis on Rosh Chodesh. So called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein, there is a Tikkun. All of the Amim Tovim that the Chachamim introduced, that are listed off in the Megillas Tainis, all of them also have a Chi of Simcha. It's not the Rambam's Chiddush, that's the Poshup Shat in the Megillas Tainis, that the whole basis of the Issa Tainis is because many of them have an Issa Hesped as well, is because there's a Chi of Simcha. It's a Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. So the Brisa Megillas Tainis lists off the whole story, the whole background, and it says that the Chachamim established the 8 days of Chanukah as a Yontif B'Halal U'V'Haydor, to recite Halal, and to recite the Al Anisim in the Shmoneh Esrei. So Hallel, the Gemara has the big discussion. The Rambam has all the dinim of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah. The Gemara has the whole discussion of the dinim of Hallel and Maseches Erchin on Daf Yud. So the Gemara first says that Hallel is recited, Hallel Shalom is recited on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. The Gemara says, why don't we recite Hallel on Shabbos? Why should you recite Hallel? What's the Tzara Shabbat? It's a little unclear. The Gemara said, we don't recite Hallel on Shabbos because it's not Ikri Moed. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot are called Moed, and Shabbos is not. Frag the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh is Moed, so how come you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? We have a minig, we say Chatzi Halal. So the Gemara says, reciting Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, that's only a minhog. The Rav, who had learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was an adult already, he had smicha, and he came back to Bavel to establish a yeshiva. So when Rav came back to Bavel, the Balabatim didn't know Hilchus Shabbos, they didn't know Hilchus Kashrus, they were Amaratzim, they didn't know anything. So they didn't know Hilchus Tfila either. So on one fine day, he was in Shul on Rosh Chodesh, and something new, the Chazan is saying Halal. And he said he was going to stop the Chazan, he never heard of such a thing. All the years that he lived in Eretz Yisrael, when he was brought up in Bavel, then he went to Eretz Yisrael, he never heard of this minig that you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Sova Lav Sukin, he was going to tell the Balabatim that they should stop saying Halal. And then the Chazan skipped a little bit, you recite Halal B'dilug on Rosh Chodesh. So he realized it must be that it's a minig, so he left him. So apparently the minig didn't exist in Eretz Yisrael, he had never heard of it. So that's what the Rambam quotes, because that's what the Gemara is mashman, the Rambam explains, because Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, so you have to leave out part of the Halal. The Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, you're not permitted to recite, not only if you say Halal every single day of the year, one apparently is not permitted to recite Halal on a day when he's not obligated to. You're only permitted to say Halal when there's a Chiv Halal. When there's no Chiv, it's an Issa. And you can't say, I'm just saying Tehillim. No. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to say Halal whenever you're not Mechuyiv to, even if you're not saying a Bracha.
The reason I was told that it became popular in Babel and not in Eretz Yisrael, because in Babel they wanted to popularize when Rosh Chodesh was. They didn't have Al Piyarida. In Eretz Yisrael they had Al Piyarida, they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was.
Uh-huh.
In Babel they didn't really know, and they wanted to make sure people would know when it was Rosh Chodesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
good.
Why this mini developed.
I mean, it's a historical explanation. Good. Okay. So because there's a prohibition, there's an issa to recite Halal on a day one is not obligated to, so that's why when they introduce the minig to be saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh, they say Bidiluk, so he won't be in violation of the issa of saying Halal B'chol Yom.
So they say the bracha, because otherwise Rav would have
right, that's what Tosfos is not sure. Tosfos thinks that he did say a bracha. Rav would have realized from the very outset that it's only a minig if he didn't say a bracha, so it's a right that it did say a bracha. Unless you say that Rav came in the middle of Halal. He came early for the second minyan, or he came late for the first minyan, however. Okay. He came early for the second minyan, and he came in the middle of Halal. The first minyan was saying Halal, Amish Chodesh, whatever. Or he came late, one or the other. So maybe they didn't say a bracha, and he didn't realize because he came in the middle. So that's what Tosfos says, they're not sure. Tosfos thinks that you do say a bracha, even though it's only a minig. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and Mechab and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you don't say a bracha.
Why is
the
dilug those two places
where we
skip? Why
is
the doctor
goes
to
say the minute? The Rambam has more dilug. The Rambam skips a third time. We only have dilug a half a perek, then another half a perek. Then the Rambam has another dilug, another half a perek. Later on, which Hoydel Hashem Kitav, Kidi Alam Chazdai, and the Rambam leaves all of that out. I'm a Shchaydish also. He says there are different minhagim. What you're medalik. But the ikir is you have to be medalik not to be in violation of the issa of Haimah Halal B'chol Yom.
Do they say a bracha on Halamite Pesach and Halal?
According to the Rambam, you should not. The Rambam claims that Halamite Pesach, which is Chatzi Halal, is also only a minhug. And the Magid Mishnah quotes, there's two pay, same thing. Only Chatzi Halal, so the Rambam says you don't say a bracha. And the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban, who disagrees, he says no. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, that's a Gemara. And there he agrees with the Rambam, one should not recite a bracha because you only say a bracha on a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabbanon. On a minig you don't say a bracha. But the Ramban holds that Chatzi Halal on the last 6 days of Pesach, that's a takonim derabbanon, to recite Halal b'diluk. So that for sure you say a bracha. That's how the Ramban, the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees with the Rambam. So the Gemara in Erechin asks a question. How come we don't say Halal on Shabbos? Because it's not called the Moed. Then the Gemara asked by Rosh Chodesh, is called the Moed. How come we don't say Halal? We say Halal, it's just a minig. Mikra din, you're not mechuyev to say Halal. V'harayda, you don't say Halal Shalim. The Gemara says, because Rosh Chodesh is muta basiyas malochem. What does it have to do? Halal has to do with asiyas malochem. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs explains Pshat in the Gemara. What's it doing in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs to try to establish which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam was not the first one. So the Bahag, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, is also a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Halachas Gedolos includes reciting Halal on Yom Tovim as one of the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. Why did he include Halal on Yontif, to recite Halal on Yontif? That's only a mitzvah midirabbanan. And when you're counting mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, Tariag mitzvahs, Nemar lo l'Moshe misina. You can't include mitzvahs midirabbanan. Every generation, they keep on adding on more mitzvahs midirabbanan, more mitzvahs midirabbanan. So it's always going to be, it's going to be a growing number. How can you say it's only 613? So the Rambam insists that 613 mitzvahs min haTorah before you add on the takonas midirabbanan. So the Rambam disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. Why did he include Halal in the Minyan HaTariyag? Everybody knows a Halal is only Midirabban. So the Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. Many of the Hasogas of the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs really don't represent his own opinion. He just comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. The Rambam wipes the floors with the Halachas Gedolos and says, what is he so quick to attack? One can easily defend the Halachas Gedolos. So the Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. He says, maybe the Halachas Gedolos thinks that reciting Halal on Yontif is a mitzvah min haTorah. Ve'ezok that it's only midirabbanan. Where is there a pasuk in Chumash that requires of us that we should recite Halal on Yontif? So the Ramban interprets in the whole gist of the sugya in Erech and Daf Yud that the Yisoid Achiv to recite Halal could be min haTorah is the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Haguf to eat basa v'yayin, then there's an inyan of simchas hanefesh to recite halal. So that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara effect akasha. How come you don't recite halal on Shabbos? Isn't there a chiyuv simcha on Shabbos as well? And for the Gemara, no, there is no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. Shabbos is not ikri mayed, means that it's not. There is no inyan of simcha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, that the din is that yontav cancels avelus, Shabbos does not cancel avelus, and it's not because if Shabbos will cancel avelus, so you never have a shiva, you never have a shloshim. That's not the reason why. The reason why Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. The reason why is because on Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha. So simcha and avelus is a tarta disaster. Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. Shabbos is an inyan bracha. Bracha ksivbo. So on Shabbos one doesn't observe avelus b'farhesya, because the pasuk says in Mishlei Berchas Hashem Hitashir Belo Yosef Etzev Imo. There's no sadness on the day of Shabbos when there's Birchas Hashem. But there's no Chiyuv Simcha. So since no Chiyuv Simcha, so Shabbos does count as one of the days of Shiva, and it's not a Tartar Sasri with the Avelos. It doesn't cancel Avelos. So the Ramban interprets that this is the argument, this is the whole gist of the Sugya in Erechin. One recites Halel on Shalosh Regalim because of a Chiyuv Simcha. That's what it means, Ikri Moed. Freg the Gemara, how come we don't say Halal on Shabbos? Isn't there a Chayev Simcha on Shabbos? Gemara says, no, there is no Chayev Simcha on Shabbos. Freg the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed, Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chayev Simcha. That's what the Tur quoted from the Goyim in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. You see from the Pasuk of Yom Simchascha, Ma'adechem, Rosh Chachachachem, Skaita Machatzotzis, that there is an Inyan of Simcha, there is a Chayev Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. And for the Gemara, you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's mutta b'asiyas malocha. What does that mean? So the Ramban writes, why is Halal connected with asiyas malocha? So the Ramban writes an interesting lashon. When the Gemara says we don't recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Ramban says they excluded Halal b'gvulin on Rosh Chodesh. So the lashon of the Ramban sounds very much like he's saying that in the Beis Hamikdash there was a chiyuv simcha and there was a chiyuv to say Halal. And they said Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh. How do you know there's a Chiyuv Simcha in the Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Chodesh? That pasuk, Yom Simchas Moadech Rosh Chodesh, Miskaita Machatzoytzis, Alo Lasechem Al Tzivchei Shalmechem. But Chutz LeMikdash, what is the relevance of the Kedusha Sayyim of Rosh Chodesh? In the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha Sayyim of Rosh Chodesh is Mechayv Yom Musafim. So since the Kedusha Sayyim is relevant, it's Mechayv to bring a Korban Musaf, so therefore there's a Chiyuv Simcha in the Mikdash. And you take from the Ramban's Mashman that they said Halal Shalom in the Beis Hamikdash, according to the Bahag's opinion that is deraisa on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, it'll be deraisa on Rosh Chodesh as well. And then the Ramban says they only excluded Bigvulin on Rosh Chodesh. It means it's Mutta Basias Malacha, means that the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is not relevant Chutz LaMikdash. They were only Memayit, they were only excluding Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin, because Chutz LaBeis Hamikdash, the kedusha sayyam ravish chayish is not mechayev anything. It's mutab. If it would have been asa balsius malache, that would be a haychacha that the kedusha sayyam ravish chayish is chal all over the world. It's relevant all over them, but it's mutab balsius malache. There are no mitzvahs pratias. There's no mitzvah to sit in sukkah. On sukkah is a mitzvah to sit in sukkah and to shake a lulav. On Pesach there's an isel chametz and there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah and morah to have a seder. To eat a carbon Pesach. So you have mitzvahs pratias. The kedusha sayyam of Shabbos ases b'malacha and it's mechay b'musafim. Kedusha sayyam of Yontif ases b'malacha mechay b'musafim and mechay b'mitzvahs pratias. Riach, hagiga, simcha, matzah, morah, sukkah, and so on. The kedusha sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only relevant to the Beis Hamikdash, only mechay b'musafim. Chutz le-Beis Hamikdash, there is no significance at all for the kedusha sayyam. So that's what the Gemara seems to be driving at. So then the Gemara affect Akasha, but on Chanukah you say Hallel, and Chanukah you don't have all of these things. Everything more no. Hallel on Chanukah is not because of the Chiyuv Simcha. Hallel on Chanukah because Zechel Nes. So that's a Shaila. Zechel Nes is Hallel on Chanukah. Hallel on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Halachas Gedolos. The Rambam insists on Hallel is only the Rabbanon Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. And the Ramban comes to defend Halachas Gedolos. He says, no, the Halal Pesach Shavuos Sukkos is their Isa. That's the way one fulfills the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. What about Halal Chanukah? So there's a Gemara in Brochus on Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara says explicitly that Halal Chanukah is only Midirabbanon. The Gemara there in Brochus is discussing the din that if one is in the middle of reciting Kriyashma and somebody comes into Shul, so you want to greet him to say good Shabbos, good morning, whatever. If you're not going to greet him, he's going to feel a little bit insulted. So Mishum Kavod Abrius, we permit you sometimes to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara in Yuma learns it out from the Pasuk, V'dibarta bam Pashib Shat, is you should talk and learning. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. V'dibarta bam, you should be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. When is a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema? If someone walks into shul, then he's going to feel insulted. If you don't greet him, so we say v'dibarta bam. And then the Gemara has a drasha v'dibarta bam, v'loy b'tfilo. But in the middle of Shemona Esrei, there is no heter to be mapsik in order to greet someone. Only in the middle of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara makes it. The Tanoim have a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Meir regarding the details of this heter to be mapsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. There's more of a heter to be mapsik Bein Aprakim, in between Shema V'Yom Shemaya, in between V'Yom Shemaya and V'Yom, that's called Bein Aprakim. And there's less of a heter to be mafsik be'emtza haperik, in the middle of the perik of Kriya Shema. But there are heterim, both Bein Aprakim and be'emtza haperik. So then the Gemara raises the question, what would you say regarding Halal on Chanukah? Someone is in the middle of reciting Halal on Chanukah, and a stranger comes into shul, and if he's not going to greet him, he's going to feel a little bit insulted. So it doesn't have the same heter have sukkah like in the middle of Kriya Shema. Should I say it's a kal v'chomer? Madach Kriya Shema is the raisa. You have a head to be dibarta bom. You're allowed to be mafsik. So certainly halal on Chanukah is only with the rabbanon. Maybe I should say on the other hand, since the reciting of halal on Chanukah is for the sake of pesumi nisa, so maybe it should be more chomer than Kriya Shema. Going to be mafsik in the middle, you're going to kill the whole pesumi nisa. It'll look as if he's just reciting Pirkei Tilim. So that Gemara is befamished that halal on Chanukah is only with the rabbanon. So the Rashi in Maseches Megillah, when the Gemara raises a question about the possibility of reciting Halal on Purim, so Rashi says Halal in connection with a Nes is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Learn that from the Pasuk, Oz Yashir. The Torah records the fact that Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. So you see, in connection with a Nes, it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Torah approves of the fact that Bnei Yisrael said Halal. So that shows that that's a Chiyuv min HaTorah. So how does this shtim with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudalit, where it says that Halal on Chanukah is only with the Rabbana? So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, distinguishes. He says, Halal b'shasanes, Oz Yosher was recited right after Kriyas Yamsuf. So Halal b'shasanes, that's Takam in HaTorah. The Chumash approves of the fact when Esau recited Oz Yosher after Kriyas Yamsuf. Halal Zechel Anes, in commemoration of Anes that happened so many centuries ago, so that's the takana de rabbon. And if there's no takana de rabbon, it says nish, so then you don't say the halal. So from the Gemara, it would appear, that's how if you put together all the Gemaras, then it's it, putting together all the Gemaras claims that there are three different chiyuvim to recite halal. The one chiyuv to recite halal is an yamim tovim, and that's an extension, or it's based on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, Simchas HaNefesh, the Simchas HaGuf, the Simchas HaNefesh, the way the Ramban explains in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Halachas Gedolos, whether that Chiyuv Halal on Yomim Tovim is Deraisa Derabbanan. And then you have two kinds of halal that have nothing to do with Simchas Yontif, halal in connection with an es. So the Gemara seems to imply the halal b'shas anes, that's a chiyuv deraisa. The halal zechel anes, that's the Gemara brachas, that's only midirabbon. The Chasam Sefer writes in one of his tshuvas that halal on Chanukah is ben haTorah. So the Netziv was a teenager when he wrote his commentary on the Shiltas, and he's coming to disagree with the Chasam Sefer, so he writes with respect. He writes, Hagoyen Mahatzadek HaChasam Sefer, writes a halal Chanukah is ben haTorah. He says, with all due respect, it seems to be contradicted by the Gemara brachas. And Daf Yudal, the Gemara said, Beferish, halal Chanukah is only midirabbanim. So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer also noticed this, that what the Chasam Sefer said seems to be contradicted by the Gemara. So they defend the Rebbe, they defend the Chasam Sefer. They think that halal on Chanukah, what the Chasam Sefer said, is correct. Halal Chanukah zechel anes is also min haTorah, but the Gemara is talking about being mafsik in the middle of halal. So how much halal do you have to say on the level of the Raisa? Ginuk if you said the first 5 psukim, Ginuk if you said the first 3 psukim. Fact that you have to say so many pages in the Siddur, so many prokim of tilim, that's only midirabbanan. In fact, you have to say so much, that's midirabbanan. But in principle, that you have to recite somewhat of a halal, so the Chasam Sefer thinks that that was min haTorah even in Doras Abayim, even in later generations. So the Gemara there seems to imply that there were 3 chiyuvim of halal. Halal on Yontiv, that's the machlekes, but it's deraisa derabbanan. Halal b'shas hanes, that's learned that from Oz Yosha, that's deraisa. And halal zechel hanes, that Chasam Sefer writes, that too is deraisa. And the Netziv thinks that that can only be midirabbanan.
Hanukkah itself is a drabbanan. So why do we say that everything that's related to the Yantav of Hanukkah, everything in itself becomes a drabbanan anyhow? Not necessarily.
The obligation to light the menorah is only midirabbanan. And nonetheless, there's a tshuva in the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, where he argues the point. He says, once you light the ner is Hanukkah, so the shemen in the ner becomes hooked to the mitzvah min haTorah. It comes to answer Akasha of the Shach in Yerideya, that it says in the Mechaber Paskins in Yerideya, if you have an Isser, let's say you have some trefa food, fell into kosher food, and you don't have shishin. So it's not bottled, so you're not allowed to eat it. Are you permitted to add a little more heter, to add it up to the point of shishin, to take an Isser and to throw it into heter? That's the did eimavat an Isser lachatchila. What if the Isser fell into the heter? And now you have heter that you can't eat. Are you allowed to add on a little more heter that it should add up to shishin, that it should be bottled? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, based on Mishnah, that too is a violation of Eim of Atanis and Lachatchil. So the Mechaber Paskins, there are more Paskins for Ashkenazim, not so. The Mechaber Paskins for Svardim, that if the whole Issa to begin with is only an Issa de Rabbanon, then it's Mutal Lahoisif all of Olabatla. Based on the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza, that's how the Sfardish of Rishon learned it, that by Nisa the Rabban is Mutal HaHosef Olam Olavatla. So the Shach in Yeridei is Imit Tzadik Tes, he has the Kasha, that in Hilchas Chanukah, Mechaber quotes from the Shiltas, that the leftover oil from the Ner Chanukah is hooked to the Mitzvosa, even after Chanukah is over, Achidush, it's still hooked to the Mitzvosa, and the Gemara never says that. The Gemara says hooked to the Mitzvosa on Chanukah, that it should remain hooked to the Mitzvosa after Chanukah. So that the Shiltas quotes that from a Psikta. That's a Bryce in the Psikta. He quotes Tanya, and he's quoting from the Psikta. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what if the leftover Shemen, they quote from the Shiltas, what if the leftover Shemen after Chanukah falls into Shemen Shal Heter? So you have to have Shishim in order that it should be bottled. What if you don't have Shishim? Is it Mutal HaHosef Olam for Levatlo? Mechaber says you're not allowed to. So the Shach Frek Takasha, but the whole hadlokas nerech Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, so the whole hook to the mitzvasai, the maximum it could be, is only with the Rabbanon. So, and he said the Rabbanon, so the Mechaber Paskins, if it fell into heter, and you don't have shishim, it's mutal lehoisef falav halavatla. So why does Mechaber quote the Shiltas that it's also lehoisef falav? So the Magen Avraham works on the Kasha, the Shach is the Kasha, Magen Avraham works on the kasha. So the Beis Ephraim has this fantastic teretz. He says he thinks the obligation to light the Neres Chanukah is only midirabbanan. But once you went ahead and you lit the Neres Chanukah, then it's considered a mitzvah on the level of deraisa. Any mitzvah that the Chachamim require of us to do, the obligation to do it is only midirabbanan. But once you do it, there's a kiyuma mitzvah on the level of deraisa, and it'll be hooked to the mitzvahs in HaTorah. So the Isa Ano will be Manatara. It won't be an Isa Midirabbanan. It'll be an Isa Manatara. So that's what the Mechaba holds. Just because the Yontav is Derabbanan doesn't necessarily mean that the Halal is only going to be Midirabbanan. The Chassam Sefer visualizes the Yontav is a Yontav Midirabbanan and the Chiyav Halal is Manatara because it's Zechel Anes.
The Esra of the Katan Shigia the Chinuch, is it Huxel Mitzvah Min HaTorah also?
Some Rishonim distinguish, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara distinguishes between Gedolim and Ketanim there, about the hooks and the source of the Esrog. So Rashi and Tosfos have two Pshatim. So some Rishonim say, if an adult, after Bar Mitzvah, shakes a lulav and an Esrog, that's going to be hooked to the Mitzvah of HaTorah. If the Ketanim shook the Esrog, it's only going to be Midirabbanan. And others say that that's not what the Gemara said. The Esrog of the Ketan is also going to be hooked to the Mitzvah of HaTorah. But the Gemara says the Ketanim used to grab the Esrogim and play ball with them. So the Ketanim did it, the Gedolim wouldn't do it. The Gemara says the Chilik between Ketanim and Gedolim. What's the Chilik? So some of the Rashi and Tosfos have two Pshatim. Some Rishonim say the Esrog of the Ketanim was not hooked to the Mitzvah of HaTorah. Others say no. The Esrog of the Ketanim is also hooked to the Mitzvah. So the Ketan is a Bar Sechel. He's doing a mitzvah, Eina Mitzvah V'yoysa. It's even more than Shemin and Ner Chanukah. He's doing a mitzvah men HaTorah as an Eina Mitzvah V'yoysa, so it should be hooked to the mitzvah men HaTorah. The Gemara says the Chilik, Ketanim and Gedolim means that the Gedolim would never play ball with the Esrog. It's hooked to the mitzvah, so they're not allowed to use it for their own purposes. The Ketanim, the Mishnah describes, the Ketanim didn't observe all the dinim of hooked to the mitzvah. So on Hashanah Rabbah, they would start playing ball with everybody's Esrog. Right? It should be hooked to the mitzvah men HaTorah.
According to the Beis
Ephraim,
it shouldn't matter whether the
Chiyah
would be
in
the
Rabbanim
because of
the Katan
or...
Right, even if you don't accept the Beis Ephraim, Hasvar no Senes, that if a Katan before by Mitzvah, if, let's say a woman shakes a Lulav and an Esrog, woman is not Mechuyah, but if she shakes it, she has a Kiyah on Mitzvah as an Eina Mitzvah V'yayseh, so that should be hooked in the Mitzvah Semen HaTorah. So the Katan's Esrog should, ought really be hooked in the Mitzvah Semen HaTorah, even if you don't accept the Beis Ephraim. When the Rambam quotes these dinim of reciting Hallel, so the Rambam says, and we recite the bracha birchas hamitzvah before we begin the Hallel, as one recites a birchas hamitzvah before doing any mitzvah midirabbanan. That's also the sugya here, that one recites a bracha before hadlakas neiros Chanukah, and one recites a bracha before mikra megillah, despite the fact that it's only midirabbanan. So that's kol hamitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem ma'avel asiyasam, even includes mitzvahs midirabbanan. The Mishnah says in Megillah that b'makom shenogu levarach mevarachim, b'makom shenogu shelo levarachim mevarachim, that it depends on the minhag hamakom whether you recite the bracha on the reciting of Hallel. So the Gemara says lo shanu ela the bracha shel achareha yahalelucha, the concluding paragraph, the bracha before one recites Hallel, that you mechuyev to recite, that doesn't depend on the minhag hamakom. That's kol hamitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem ma'avel asiyasam. But Yehalalucha is the bracha after, so that depends on the minhag hamakom. What do you mean it depends on the minhag hamakom? But the Gemara says that in Megillah, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila was a body that consisted of 120 Talmid Chachamim, and amongst them were Bohem Kam and Nevim, and they were the ones who composed all the brachas. And after the conclusion, after the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila finished all the composing all of their tefillos and all the brachas, No one should recite any new brachas. So what's with this bracha of Yehalalucha? Was it composed by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila? So why does it depend on the minhag hamakom? It was not composed by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. So you shouldn't be allowed to say it. What's going on over here? So the Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva about that. He thinks it was composed by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, but it was instituted as an optional bracha. Not every bracha are you mechuyev to recite. The bracha before Asher Kedeshanu B'Tzosvahanu Likros HaHalel, that's a birchas hamitzvah, that's called hamitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem ma'avel asiyasam, that's a chayva. You're obligated to recite the birchas hamitzvah before the halal. And the bracha Yehalalucha was instituted as an optional bracha for those who want to. Those who have time, they should say the bracha. But it's not that it wasn't composed by Adnan Shekhnes Agdol. He has the same comment, this tshuva in the Mishkan Yankiv, is commenting on the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says that Baruch Shomar is never mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore he assumes that it didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. Every single bracha that existed in the days of the Gemara appears in the Gemara. Well, the Gemara is a siddur. The Gemara does not have every single bracha. It's very strange. So the Mogen Avraham says, Mogen Avraham says, Baruch Shomar didn't exist in the days of the Gemara because it wasn't composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So therefore it's a lower level of a bracha, and if a person is in the middle of Baruch Shomar and hears someone say Shakal Niyah B'dvara, that's a real bracha, that's a real bracha because that's taken in Gemara, so he should be bapsik in the middle of the bracha Baruch Shomar in order to answer Amen on Asher Yotzer, or in order to answer Amen after the Bar Nefashis that the other person said. So the Mishkan is angry, said, what is he talking about? Just because the Gemara doesn't mention the bracha Baruch Shomar, the Gemara is not a siddur that it's obligated to mention every bracha that existed. We assume that Baruch Shama with Ishtabach the bracha before and after Pesukah Dezimra. Pesukah Dezimra existed in the days of the Gemara. We assume it was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Shabbos, one of the Tanaim says, Yehei Chelki in Gormi HaHalel B'chol Yom. I hope I'll be able to be reciting Pesukah Dezimra every day. What do you mean, I hope I'll be able to? Aren't you mechuyif to recite Pesukah Dezimra? So it would appear from the Gemara, that's what the Mishkan HaSiyang says, no. The institution of Pesukah Dezimra with the bracha before and after, Baruch Shama before, Yishtabach after, was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The nusach of the brachas of Baruch Shama Yishtabach was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, but they instituted it as an optional mitzvah. If you have more time, so you should say Pesukah Dezimra, add it on. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And he says similarly over here, the bracha Yehalalucha was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, but it's optional. They instituted it as an optional bracha. That's a shaila. Is that really so? Is that and if someone wants to invent a new bracha, Baruch Hashem Le'olam did not exist in the days of the Gemara. That was clearly instituted later. So how can you say a bracha that wasn't composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? It's not proper to say additional brachas. So that's taka big machlokes and rishonim. Are you permitted to recite Baruch Hashem Le'olam? It's a bracha that was clearly not instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGdola, or the bracha Hanoisen Le'ayif Koyach does not appear in the Gemara, and it's assumed that it didn't exist in the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. It was composed later. Or the Rosh in the beginning of Ksubis quotes a bracha from the Gaonim. When a young man gets married, and after Bir Rishayna, he sees that there was Dam Besulim, so the Gaonim composed a ganze bracha when the Chassan fights Dam Besulim. So the Rosh is opposed to reciting brachas that are never mentioned in the Gemara, that were not composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So this is a major issue. Is it really so? Do you really take the Gemara as it says? It can't be Elachasa Deshapa B'Shvach Shamak. I mean, now let us say additional brachas. Or do you say, no, you can add on more brachas to the brachas that say in the Gemara. This is a fundamental machlokes HaRishonim. There are stiris. There are stiris in Minhogim, and there are stiris in Shulchan Aruch about this. There's a Gemara in the last Perek in Psochim that Rav Ashi once visited a community. On Shabbos morning, there were Mechaberim, he should say Kiddush. And they said, the Mechaberim to say Kiddush HaRabba, the big Kiddush. So he didn't know what's Kiddush HaRabba. He only had the practice, said Bar Pia Goffin. So he's figured, he doesn't want to look like an Amoritz, he figured he'll play it by ear. So first they gave him a cup of wine, he says, Sabri, Bor Pri HaGofen, and then he figured, whatever they'll tell him to say, he'll say the next bracha. And then it turned out, that was it. Kiddush HaRabba is a Loshon Saginor. It means the short Kiddush. Doesn't mean the long Kiddush, means the short Kiddush. All you say is Bor Pri HaGofen. But you see, from the Gemara, he was prepared to say whatever other bracha they would encourage him to say. Isn't it a bracha about Tola? So that's where Rav Moshe Feinstein and before the Chidor, the Paschim say, you see from that Gemara that if there's a minig amokim to say a bracha that was not instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, it doesn't constitute a bracha about Tola to say that bracha. Let's say a person davens nusach svart, so he never says Baruch Hashem Le'ol, and he has the artzat and he's davening for an omid in the shul, but they daven nusach Ashkenaz and they do say Baruch Hashem Le'ol. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, since he's the chazan, he's the bal tefila, he should say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and it's not considered a bracha levatom. It's all based on that Gemara. So this is a big dispute. There's a big machlokes harishanim. Is it really so? You can add on any brachas you want. So you can't prove it from Yihalalucha, and you can't prove it from Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. The Pashtus is like the Mishkan and Yankim said. These brachas were composed by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, but they were instituted as optional brachas. If you want to, say Psukah de Zimra. If you want to, you should say Yihalalucha. We can't change if there is a bracha composed by the Anshei Knesset Hagadol. Not supposed to change the nusach bracha. What about to add a new bracha that was never composed? You're not changing any nusach, but you're inventing a new bracha yesh mayayin. So that's the big machlokes. That's the big machlokes. The Gemara here has a discussion regarding Chanukah. We'll get to it soon. Regarding Chanukah, are you obligated to recite Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon or only in the Shemana Esri? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Takanas Chachamim that's recorded in the Megillah Steinis, that they will cover the 8 days of Yom Tov, Bahalal v'Hoidoh, so Hoidoh means to say Al HaNisim only in davening. Al HaNisim in benching is only a minig, and you're not mechuyev to say. But if you want to say Al HaNisim, it's not a hefsek, you're permitted to say Al HaNisim. So what if a person recites Birchas HaMazon and he forgot to say Al HaNisim, does he have to bench over? So if you're not mechuyev to say, the whole thing is only a minig, so of course you don't bench over. So that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yoh, a wild opinion. He says, but since the minig is, we have chosen, yes, to say Al HaNisim, and I benched and I forgot Al HaNisim, so true, I was Yotze benching, because the Chachamim would have mechayev me to say Al HaNisim. But I want to observe the minig. The minig is that you say Al HaNisim in benching. So the Rav Yoh says you're permitted to bench at Tzveiten Mol after the first time benching in order to fulfill the minig. In Shulchan Aruch says that bracha lo atali. You're not allowed to bench over again. So the Rav Yoh holds that if there's a minig to say a bracha, you're allowed to. He already was Yotzei benching. But he wants to say benching a second time to fulfill the minig to mention Al HaNisim in the benching. Chidushim over here. Chidushim. You can volunteer additional brachas over and above what the Anshei Knesset Hagadol instituted. What in our dimension? Right. The Rishonim talk about that. They give different reasons. How come we only have a minig to mention the Al HaNisim in the long version of the bench? How come we don't say an Al HaMichya? And the Enshol. So they give different explanations. The Rav Soloveitchik liked the explanation that some of the Rishonim give, that V'al HaNisim is not a haskara, it's not an insert in the middle of benching, and not an insert in the Shemana Esri either. We say, No delecho al brischo shechasamta v'sayon v'al tarascho shalim anetono v'al chukecho v'al chayim v'chayim v'chesed v'al 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 HaNisim v'al HaPurim, we thank you for this as well. And the same in the Shemana Esri, we say, Moedem anachno loch al chayir amsur miyadech v'al nishmasen abkudos loch al nisech shebuchol yom imanu v'al HaNisim v'al HaPurim, you have with avav v'al v'al. You make an arichas. You instead of saying the bracha b'kitzer, you extend it. So since me'ein sholosh means it's an abridged form of the Birchas HaMazon. So since it's abridged, and this is not really an insert, it's not like Ritzei or Yalav Yavai is an insert, a paragraph that's inserted. This is not an insert. You're just making the paragraph longer. You say v'al zeh, v'al zeh, v'al zeh, v'al anisim, v'al apurkan, with another vav, v'al zeh, v'al zeh. So since the whole idea of Me'en Sholosh is to give an abridged form of the benching, so we leave out the V'al HaNisim. Rav Soloveitchik like that explanation. They give several explanations the Rishonim have. The Gemara has a klal in Maseches Brachas in the end of Psochim that whenever the Chachamim introduced a bracha, so it has to be Posachas B'Boruch. All the brachas begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, unless it's a bracha smucha lechabetu. So the Rishonim ask, how come Yihalalucha at the conclusion of the Hallel, how come Yishtabach at the conclusion of the Psukah de Zimra, how come they don't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? It's not a smucha lechabetu. The bracha Baruch Shomar, the beginning of Psukah de Zimra, is a few pages before Yishtabach. And the bracha at the beginning of the Hallel, the Birchas HaMitzvah, is also 4 pages before. It's 4 pages in the Siddur. Is that called smucha lechabetu? So the Rishonim answer, many Rishonim say, yeah, this is called Tzid, Smucha Lechavata. Smucha Lechavata doesn't necessarily mean it's mamish one next to the other. It means if it's one takana together, the halal should be recited with a bracha before and a bracha after. So that's called smucha l'chavrata. Some Rishonim even say, the Ravid even says, when you wake up in the morning, say, Alakai neshama shenasat to be Torah, tavarasa, to yitzarto, that's a bracha I'm waking up. Hamachza neshamas levgari mason. How come that doesn't begin pasachas bebaruch? Alakai neshama shenasat to be. So the Ravid says, it's smucha l'chavrata to hamapil. When you go to sleep, they made a takana to say hamapil before you go to sleep. So alakai neshama when you wake up in the morning. But there's a few hours of sleep in between. So that's called smucha l'chavrata. That's called smucha l'chavrata. So it doesn't have to be pasachas b'barach. So that's what many Rishonim say, that since Yishtabach was instituted as a bracha shel achar, Sukkot Zimri, Halucha was instituted as the bracha shel achar halel, so that's considered smucha l'chavrata. So it doesn't have to be pasachas b'barach. So then the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. How come when you get an aliyah, so you say the bracha shebacha bana before, you say a bracha shenasa lano after. There is pasachas bebarach. Why don't you say kach tiknu chachamim? There's a bracha before and a bracha after. So the bracha after should be considered a smucha l'chavrata. So the Rav Soloveitchik liked the answer that the Ritva gives in Megillah. The Ritva gives an answer in a lashon of Melitza. He says that Hallel, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha before is a praise, and the bracha after, Yahalucha, is a praise. So he says, Min b'mina eina choytzitz. It's one big kiyum of Shevach, Shevach, and Shevach. Psukkah Zimra is also Zimra, Shevach, Baruch Shama, Shevach, and Yishtabach is Shevach. So it's Min b'mina eina choytzitz. But he says, Birchas HaTorah, before and after, you can't say that it's one big kiyum together with Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah, that's not Shevach. The bracha before Shebacha Baruch, the bracha after Shenasan Lano, this is Shebach, but the Talmud Torah in the middle is Talmud Torah. So the only time it's called bracha smucha l'chavrata, even though there's a big pause in between, is if it's mid b'mina in a choytzeitz. It's not like the Ravid said. Okay. According to the Ravid, the bracha of Hamapil before you go to sleep, and the bracha l'kain, the Shomer Shenasat to be after you wake up in the morning, is a bracha smucha l'chavrata, even though it doesn't blend in together with the sleeping. The sleeping is not a Shebach. Sleeping is a tzorchei haguf. So the answer of the Ritva doesn't fit in with that Ravid shita. The other Rishonim give different explanations why l'kain neshama shenasat to be is not pasachas b'barach.
You know, even though you say modani, you don't cut the first things you say when you get up.
Right, he holds it doesn't have to be. Ravid holds it doesn't have to be from the first things. Since kach tikna chacham to recite one bracha before you go to sleep, one bracha after you wake up, so that's called smucha l'chavrata. That's called smucha l'chavrata.
It's sleeping as being an onus, actually. That going to sleep is like an onus, like falling asleep. You realize they wake, you say the bracha, and someone's like, you're an onus, that doesn't count.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So Lemaisa, we say the bracha before the halal with the bracha after the halal, and the bracha after the halal is not pasachas b'barach because we consider it a bracha smucha l'chavrata. In the days of the Bali HaTesvis, they had a practice, the Rambam has this, when you say Gantz Halel, they would say a bracha, Ligmaris HaHalel. And when you say Chatzi Halel, and Tesvis claims to say a bracha even on Chatzi Halel, even though it's only a minute, so you can't say Ligmaris HaHalel, you're not going to say the entire Halel, they say Likroes HaHalel. So the Hagwaz Maimini quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who is very concerned, that you may leave out a word accidentally, you may skip a word in the Halel, and then it'll come out that you're Doivish Karim. How do you say Ligmar Sahalo if you didn't say every single word? So he had a minig, then he never said Ligmar Sahalo, he would say Likra Sahalo. That's our practice. We never say Ligmar Sahalo. Other Rishonim say Fakert, that there's nothing wrong with saying Ligmar Sahalo. Now goes Maimini quotes this also. There's nothing wrong with saying a bracha Ligmar Sahalo even on Chatzi Halo, because the word Ligmar does not necessarily mean to complete the entire Halo. As the Mishnah says, the Vasikin Hoyugomim Osa Im Hanetzachama, they would recite Kriya Shema right before the sun came up. So it doesn't mean Gomrim Osa means they would complete Kriya Shema. So the Hagos Mani says, no, Hoyugomim Osa means Hoyukorim Osa, they recited Kriya Shema. The word Ligmor doesn't always mean to complete, a lot of times it just means to recite. So many Rishonim say, you don't necessarily have to say two different Nuschos. When you say Halal Shalom, you say Ligmor Sahalom. You say Chatzi Halal, you say Likro Sahalom. Maram Rutmerg always said Likro. That's our practice. We follow a lot of things from the Maram Rutenberg. He was the end of the Bali Atesis. And now the Rishonim say, you can always say Ligmar Sahalo, even if you're only going to say Chatzi Hallel. Ligmar doesn't necessarily mean to complete, it means to recite the Hallel.
Why is Hallel called Kriya?
You're reciting Pesukim from Tehillah.
Anytime you say something Tehillah is called Kriya?
Yeah, it's Mikra. Tanakh is called Mikra. So when you recite the Hallel, it's Likro Sahalo. Yeah. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik had a hanhoge as follows. Whenever on Leil Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, we say Shachyonu at the end of the Kiddush. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the Beis says, strictly speaking, you can say Shachyonu on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot while you're walking in the street. Really has nothing to do with the Kiddush, it's not part of the Kiddush. But I'm Rafila Bashuk, that's the Lashon Gemara. But if you save the Shachyanu to recite it over a cup of wine, you will enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha. It will be considered a Bracha Lakost. You said a toast over a cup of wine to recite the Shachyanu. So that's our practice. We save the Shachyanu to say Alakost. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara has a Shaila, whether you're Mukhif to say Shachyanu, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, you do say Shachyanu and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also, even though it doesn't have the same degree of the Chiyav Simcha as Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, as less, because we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You only have a Simcha B'Shevi Altas, you don't really have Simcha B'Kum V'Yaseh. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether it cancels Avelus or not. We say Halacha, you have a Mekel B'Avel, it does cancel Avelus. It doesn't necessarily prove that there's a full Chiyav Simcha like Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, for Harai there isn't, because we don't say Hallel. The Rambam writes that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Anat Yemei Simcha Yisera. So the Gemara had a suffix whether you're obligated to recite Shechyanu or it's only a Rishus. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, you're obligated to recite Shechyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So on Rosh Hashanah we say Kiddush, so we save the Shechyanu to recite it at the end of the Kiddush. The aim is Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. On Yom Kippur there is no Kiddush, so you say Shechyanu without a cuss of wine. So the Shulchan Aruch says that after you finish saying Kol Nidrei, Everybody in Shul says Shachyam. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say, it's not a smart idea that the Chazan should say Shachyonu, everybody should say Amen, and then we should say Aron Shachyonu. Because when he said Shachyonu, you say Amen, Kol Ha'in Amen, Kilo Hoitzi Bracha Mipivdam. So it could be that I'm already Yoitzei the Bracha, unless I have the mind beferish not to be Yoitzei. But if you're not thinking one way or the other, according to many Rishonim, you were Yoitzei with the Bracha Shachyonu. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch recommend when the Chazan starts saying Shachyanu on Leil Kol Nidre, everybody should say along with them softly, and we should finish before the Chazan, so we'll be able to say Amen on the Bracha of the Chazan. So the Chazanish had this practice also. Rav Soloveitchik, the Chazanish, the Stipler had such a practice that whenever you say Hallel, so usually the Chazan says the Bracha Likros HaHallel, everybody screams out Amen, then we say the Bracha Likros HaHallel. So that's problematic. There's a chash over here that if you say Amen to the Chazan's bracha, you will yotzei the bracha already. So then you're going to say Nachamal, your own bracha will be a bracha about Tola, bracha shein etzvicha. You will just yotzei with the Chazan's bracha. So that's why they had the practice. They would say along with the Chazan, and they would finish before the Chazan. So now what do you do?
Svira,
same problem, same issue, right? So you should chapa, you say before the Chazan. So the shaila is, let's say by Hallel, I'm going to say the Bracha Likros HaHallel, and then the Chazan is going to finish after me. So I should say Amen to the Chazan's Bracha. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, let's say I'm saying Baruch Shama the same time as the Chazan, and I finish 2 seconds before the Chazan. Melech Mehulal Batish Bechois, I finish saying the Bracha of Baruch Shama before the Chazan finished. I didn't start saying Hodu yet. I didn't start saying anything from Sukkot HaZimra. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if I finish Baruch Shama before the Chazan, I didn't start Pesukah Dezimra yet, I should answer Amen after the Bracha of the Chazan, and it doesn't pose a problem of Hefsek. You're not supposed to be Mapsik between the Brichas HaMitzvah and the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, this is not a Hefsek. You can say Amen after the Bracha of the Chazan or Baruch Shama before you start Hoidu. So Rav Soloveitchik carried this over to the Bracha on Mikra and Likra Sahalo. And the Stipler also did like that. They would say their bracha Likra Sahalo, then the Chazan would finish his bracha, they would say Amen, and they felt that it's not a Hepsik. So this is really problematic. It's not so glut. because by Psuke de Zimra, in Psuke de Zimra we say other shvachim that are not always psukim. Not every shvach in Psuke de Zimra is a pasuk. We call it Psuke de Zimra, but we say l'mashal Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Liyal Nevoid. Hashem Melech Liyal Nevoid is a pasuk. Hashem Melech is part of a pasuk. Hashem Melech is part of a pasuk. But we say it as part of Psuke de Zimra. So if you say Amen to the bracha of the Chazan, that's also a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazan says Melech Mehulah Batish Bachos, and you say Amen, that's a shevach, so blends into the Psuke de Zimra. My Psuke de Zimra, instead of starting from Hoidu, is going to start from Amen. That's also blends in. But here, if you say a bracha, Ashigirishana b'mitzvah sitzvanu, likro sahalal, it's a bichas ha-mitzvah. So you're not supposed to be mafsik between the bichas ha-mitzvah and haschalas ha-mitzvah. So Amen is not the mitzvah. Amen is not the mitzvah of reciting halal. Amen should be a hefsik. Unless you say Amen to the bracha of halal is not a hefsik. What do you mean hefsik? I said a bracha likra sahala, then the Chazan says likra sahala. I'm saying Amen to the same bracha that I just said. So that's a big machlokes achrayim. Is that a hefsik or not? Let's say a person puts on the shal yad. So the Gemara says he's not allowed to be mafsik in between hanocha shal yad and hanocha shal rosh. So if the Chazan is saying baruch shamar, Chazan is saying ishtabach, he's saying kaddish and kedusha, he shouldn't answer Amen yeheshmei rabba in between the shal yad and shal rosh. It'll be a hefsik. What if the Chazan is saying laniach tefillin? I said laniach tefillin and I put on the shal yad. Before I have a chance to put on the shal rosh, I hear someone else. So the Chazan screams out loud the bracha laniach tefillin. Is that a hefsik? Or do you say no? That's not a hefsik. That's what I'm holding by. I just said laniach tefillin. I'll say Amen to his bracha like I'm saying nacham laniach tefillin. Maybe it's not a hefsik. So that's a big machlekes, and most assume that you're not allowed to do that. That it is a hefsik. So the way it's usually assumed, Amen to the bracha that you just said is also a hefsik. So to say Amen to the bracha of the Chazan, Likras Ha'alo, should also be a problem. So the Munkacha has a ganz tshuva about this. He holds that it's not a hefsik. He holds that to say Amen after L'Haniach Tefillin is Mishkan hefsik. And anything like that, let's say Kiddush. A fellow says Kiddush, and he says Mekadesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then he hears someone else says Mekadesh HaShabbos. So what's the hefsik if I say Amen? I just said Mekadesh HaShabbos myself. That's not a hefsik between the Borei Piagofen and the drinking of the cup. So what's so bad if I'll say Amen to someone else's Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos? That's what I'm holding by. Mekadesh HaShabbos is not a hefsik. It's usually assumed that it is a hefsik. That's why it's not so glut.
Can't be worse than Min B'Mino.
It's a different question. Min B'Mino, that's about, is it Smucha L'Chavata? Here's a Shalom hefsik. It's not the same topic. Could be over here, it's Mochomer. That you shouldn't have a hefsik even if it is mimimina. The lashon agav mimimina ain't a chaitzis. That's true, but still, that's about chatzitzis. Yeah.
Same machlokes by amen before kriyishma. Into the same thing.
I mean, after Gaul Yisrael, that the Munkacher quotes. You're not supposed to be mafsik between gula l'tfila. So what about to answer amen after Gaul Yisrael when the Chasen says Gaul Yisrael? So that's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. The minig is lahachmer. We always avoid it. Except for those, there are many who hold that on Shabbos there's no need to have smichas gula l'tfila. Because smichas gula l'tfila is based on the psukim in Tehillim. That the one pasuk ends off, Sem tzuri v'goy ali. Then the next pasuk says, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. So the only time you need smichas gula l'tfila is if it's a yom tzara, if it's an es tzara. So the weekdays are a Yom Tzara, and the Yomim Tovim are also Shtikal Eis Tzara, because Ba'ba Prokem Ho'olam Nidon, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach Shavuot Sukkos are Yimei Hadin. But Shabbos is not a Yom Hadin, so Shabbos is not an Eis Tzara. So that's why there are opinions in the Shulchan Aruch that there's no need for Smichas Gula L'Tfilo on Shabbos. And many have the practice on Yom Tov that you need Smichas Gula L'Tfilo. It is a Yom Tzara. So you shouldn't answer Amen after Gaul Yisrael. It will be a hefsek. But on Shabbos, you can answer Amen, because there's no need for smichas gula l'tfila. Right. That's also an issue. That's the Meiri. That was one of the 24 issues when the Ramban passed away. The Talmidim of the Ramban went to Provence to learn there. So they caused big friction about the Chilufi Amen Hogim. So one of them was, whether you say Amen after... after the second bracha, Birchas Kriya Shema, before you start Shema. So some held, some Rishonim held that the second bracha, Abba Rabba, Abba Salam, is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, and Abba Rabba, Abba Salam is the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara said, if one didn't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, before Shachmas, so he's Yotzi with Abba Rabba, Abba Salam. That's a Birchas HaTorah. So many Rishonim held that since it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you shouldn't say Amen after someone else. Let's say I say Anatilas Lulav, then I'm going to say Amen to someone else's bracha before I shake the Lulav. So if I'm going to say Amen to someone else's Anatilas Lulav, that'll be this machloikis. So if I say Amen to the Chazan and says, Abucha Marmisol B'Yahva, I say Amen to his bracha, that'll be a machloikis. Is that an issue of Hefsek or not? Many Mishonim hold that it's not a Bichas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma. So Bichlal is no issue of Hefsek. It's Bein HaProkim, so the rules and regulations, when you're allowed to be Mapsik, when not. Yeah, that's part of the Machlekes. Where the answering Amen, after that bracha that you just said, says like you're repeating the same bracha again, not a bracha about Tovot, to answer Amen to someone else, but is it a Hefsik or not? So that's the big Machlekes, whether that constitutes a Hefsik. So we usually Machmer on that. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Amud Aleph has a comment on a pasuk in Tehillim. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom. The Gemara asks, V'chei Bayom Mevaruch Anasa Balayla. Ein Mevaruch Anasa. You only praise Hakadosh Baruch in the daytime. You don't praise Hakadosh Baruch at night. The Gemara says no. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom means B'chol Yom Yom Tein Lamein Berchois Av Shal Yad. If the day has something unique about it, Shabbos Yontav Chalamayd Rosh Chodesh, it's an unusual day. So then you should mention praise Hakadosh Baruch in the Tfilas. And in the Birchas HaMazon, mention something about the fact that today's Shabbos, today's Chol HaMoed, today's Rosh Chodesh, and so on. So that's the basis of saying Ritzei Yalav Yav and benching, and having in the Shmona Esrei, having a Haskara of Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara has over here, in this Lashon of the Brisa from Megillas Taimis, it says they instituted Chanukah as a Yontif for 8 days, V'Halal V'Hoidah. They instituted you should recite Halal, that was a Takana. And if you recite Hoidah, means to say Allah Nisim. So the question is it a separate takonah to say Allah Nisim? Or does it mean once they made it as a yontav, so of course you have to say Allah Nisim. You have to mention Me'ein Amayra. So the Gemara has a shayla, Yiboy Elohu, and Daf Chavdal and Amin Aleph. Did they make Chanukah as a yontav? So Me'ela, you have to mention something about Chanukah and the davening based on the pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom B'Yom Tein L'Mein B'chayis V'Shal Yom. You should mention something about the uniqueness of the day. This is on Chavdal and Amin Aleph, the fourth line from the top. So Gemara has the Shalom Ma'u L'Haskir Shal Chanukah B'Birchas HaMazon. Should I say Kevin Midirabonon Hu Loi Mat Kerinon? Why? Because it's Midirabonon not. So the Pashtus means like this. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Yontif Chol HaMoed is al pidin menatara, that's a special day. There's something unique about the day. Something intrinsically different about the day. When the Chachamim introduced the Takon of Chanukah midirabbanon, they can't change the Metzias, the day doesn't change. That's a famous comment that the Nesivis has on Chayshim Mishpat, that all the dinim midirabbanon are only dinim on the Gavra. There can't be a din in the Chavtza. What are you going to say? Let's say you cook chicken with milk, so they say the chicken is an Isa Chavtza. How can be an Isa Chavtza? The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. He put properties of Isser into Chazer. He put properties of Isser into Basa B'chol of Deraisa. The Chachamim can't change the Teva Ha'ilam. They can't change the Metzias. So that's what the Nesivis explains. There's a Rambam that's quoted La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch. So he says the Chachamim can only make an Isser Gavra. They can't change the Metzias. They can't change an Isser Chavtza. The Rambam says like this: if I bought the food from the store, and they told me everything in the store is kosher, and then I find out that it's treif. So I bring it back to the store, I get my money back. It's a mekach tois, because I bought it to eat. What if I bought food in the store, and I ate it up? And then I find out later on that it was treif. So the Rambam says, a mekach tois, even though I can't give it back, if I didn't eat it yet, and then I say, I want my money back, and I'm not going to give you back the stuff. So the storekeeper says, what do you mean? I'm not going to give you a refund unless you give me back the tray for food. I want to sell it to a guy. But if the guy ate it up pishegik, he didn't know that it was straight. He ate it up. And then later on, they discovered that the fellow, by mistake, by accident, was selling tray for food. So the Rambam writes the din. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Rambam, quoting from the Goyim, that I get my money back even though I can't return the food I ate it up because it was a mekach tots. But what happens if it's only tray from the Rabbanon? So then the Rambam says it depends. If I didn't eat it up yet, then I give it back and I say I want my money back, fine. If I ate it up already, then he says it's not a mekach tots. I ate it and I'm full and I'm nourished. But if it would have been macholos hasuris deraisa, I get my money back even though I ate it up by mistake because it's a mekach tos. So why if it's macholos hasuris derabanan, since I ate it up and it nourished me, so I don't get my money back? So it's a pella. The Rambam doesn't explain why. He just writes the din. So the Nesivus has this famous comment that isurim deraisa he can say is an isa chefza. So the thing is, mamash a mekach tos. I bought food under the mistaken assumption that it's kosher. It turns out that it's not kosher, so it's a mekach tos, I get my money back. But an isa derabanan is only an isa gavra, it's not an isa chefza. So you can't say, I bought potatoes and he delivered oranges. It's the wrong chefza. It's not the wrong chefza. I'm not allowed to eat it. So if I have it, I give it back, so I get my money back. But if I ate it already by accident, I got nutrition from it, so you can't say that it's a mekach tos. So the Pashtus is, I think, that that's what the Gemara means over here. Should I say that Chanukah is only the Rabbanon? Loimat Kirinon, Chanukah is only a Yontav the Rabbanon. So it doesn't make sense to say, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, Mechol Yom, Yom Tainamayim, Mechoyis V'shal Yom. If the day is different, if it's a special, unique day, you have to mention the uniqueness in the davening. Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. It's not a difference in the day. It's a din on the garva. You have to observe Chanukah. But it's not that the day has any uniqueness. There's nothing different about the day than any other day. So the only reason why you mention Alah Nisim is because of the Takanas Chachamim. They made a Takana b'Halal v'Hedoya. So Hasvar Nosenes, Taisus Itzmeh, Hasvar Nosenes, you only mention the Alah Nisim in the Shemana Esrei because you daven b'tzibur. But the eating, everybody eats at home privately, so there is no Pirsumi Nisa. You don't accomplish Pirsumi Nisa by mentioning Vala Nisim in the bench. So that's where the Gemara is not sure. Oidilma Kevin, Oidilma Mishum Pirsumi Nisa, Mat Karina. And maybe I should say that Takonas Chachamim, to say Halal Vahidor, to say Hoidor, to say Ala Nisim, was made both on davening and on Birchas Hamazon. But the Gemara knows that it's not that you say Vala Nisim because of Bechol Yom Yom Tenem Em Bechol Yisrael Yom. That the both Stodim and the Gemara hold that not. Because it's not really a different day. It's only Midi Rabbanon. The Pashta says the Purim is also like that. Why do we say Ala Nisim on Purim? Not because the day is Purim. It's a Takanas Chachamim. You have to have Shalach Manis, Matanis Lav Yainim, Sudas Purim, and Mikra Megillah, and you have to have Ala Nisim. It's a Takanah to say Ala Nisim. Whenever you fulfill all the other mitzvahs, then you have to fulfill the Ala Nisim. Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of saying this every year. He used to say, this year is a Shana Mober, so there are going to be 4 days of Purim. Yudalat Hezvav Ad Rishon, Yudalat Hezvav Ad Sheni. So he used to say, all 4 days are Purim. Just like Pesach is a Yontav of 7 days, but you can't prava the Seder whenever you please. The Seder is only the first night. Or let's say Sukkot is a Yontav of 7 days through Hashanah Rabbah, but the mitzvah to Netilas Lulav Minatar is only the first day. Lekacht Menchem Bayom Arishon, only the first day. Only Bayom and not Balayla. Rosh Hashanah is a Yontav for 24 hours. You have to blow Shofar in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So here also, Purim is really 4 days of Purim. Also Behesped V'tainis, all 4 days. Yudalat Hezvav Adarishon, Yudalat Hezvav Adarsheni. The question is, which of the 4 days of Purim do you fulfill the mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah, Shalach Manas, Matanas Lav Yainim, and the Ala Nisim? So then you have to determine, is it Adarishon, is it Adarsheni, is it Yudalat, is it Tezvav? But really all 4 days are Purim. So the Minkacher writes in his Sefer on Erech Chaim, he personally followed the practice of the Levush, that every year there are 2 days Purim, Yudalat and Tezvav. He said Ala Nisim both days. He said, Mi'ein Amayra, both days are Purim. And the way Rav Soloveitchik said, if you have a Shonim of Beres, you should say Ala Nisim all 4 days. He thought that that's B'chol Yom Yom Teinam Eim B'chayisim Shal Yom. You got to say Ala Nisim on Purim. All 4 days are Purim. We don't hold like that. We hold that Purim is only Midi Rabbon, like Chanukah is only Midi Rabbon. So the day itself is nothing unique. It's only a din on the Gabra. It's not a din on the Chepts of the day. So it's not the day has nothing unique about it. It's a takanas chachamim in addition to all the other mitzvahs ayayim of sudas purim, shalach manas, matanas levyan, mikra megillah. You got to say al nisim also, but you only have to say al nisim on that day on which you do the mitzvahs, not every single day that happens to be purim. The other 3 days are purim. You dala tezvav ad rishon and tezvav ad sheni. All the 4 days are purim, but you don't do the mitzvahs ayayim on the other four. So the same is by Chanukah, the Gemara says. Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, so the day per se is not really different from any other day. And the requirement to say the Alan Nisim is not based on B'chol Yom V'Yom Tenemei B'chol Yisim V'Shal Yom. It's a special Takana. So that's when the Gemara had a suffix. Did the Takana only apply to davening, or did it even apply to benching? Gemara says, no, it does not apply to benching. Benching is a Rishus. If you want to mention the Alan Nisim, we allow you to. It's not a Hefsik.
Why on Hashanah Mubarak do we pick Adar Sheni? But there shouldn't be a mitzvah about Bal Yotcha al Tachlitzena.
Half of the Tanoim held like that. You should observe Purim and other. All 4 days are Purim. And what you call mitzvah Bal Yotcha al Tachlitzena, the Gemara has a similar thing, Eimavirin ala mitzvahs. Why should you wait till next Purim, next month? Today is Purim. So no one says you have to lay in the Megillah, both. Nobody says that, but they all assume that all 4 days are Purim, and they say if you have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs now, it's just like you say mitzvah bol yotcha, so it's emavir and ala mitzvahs, fulfill the mitzvahs in the first Purim that comes around. Why should you wait till the second? Gemara says we don't paskin like that. Half of the Tanoim held like that. When you have a shanah muveres, you should dafka fulfill the mitzvahs in other rishon. We paskin no mismach guula legula adifa. Since in Nisim we're going to celebrate Pesach, that was a gula from Mitzias Mitzrayim, and Purim is also a gula, not so sparkling. It wasn't such a big nest like Mitzias Mitzrayim, so we should be mitzaref the gula of Purim to the gula of Pesach and observe it in another sheni. But that was one point in the Gemara. The Gemara considered that half of the Tanaim held, like you say, it would be more correct to fulfill the mitzvahs in another rishon and the first Purim that comes around. Then the Gemara has a suffix, the next, around 10 lines from the top of Chav Dalet and Aleph. Iboy Lehu, do you mention Rish Chodesh in Birchas HaMazon? What's the Shaila? We do. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you do. But the Gemara asks, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that you do, a Tosefta. But first the Gemara has, Iboy Lehu, Ma'u Lehaska Rish Chodesh, the Birchas HaMazon. Does it make sense to mention Yalav Yovah in the benching? Maybe you should only mention in the Shemona Esrei. Why? What is that all about? Why shouldn't you say? Huh? So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, "Im timtzalay mebechanukah derabbanon lo tzarich." Chanukah is not in Chepzah the day. It's not Yom Yom. It's not a different day. But Rosh Chodesh is deraisa. So Rosh Chodesh is a unique day. So it's governed with the rule of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Tein Lameim B'Chosu V'Shal Yom. So you should mention based on Yom Yom, you should mention Rosh Chodesh both in davening and in benching. Oy Dilma Kevin De Loyasa Basias Malacha Loi Mat Kerinan. What does it have to do with Basias Malacha? So it means the same as probably the same as the Ramban explained over there by the Hallel. To recite Hallel Amigdash makes sense. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a chiv simcha beis hamikdash. It says, "Yom simchas moadechem rosh chashechem uskaita machatzaitzus halol asechem alzim chesham mechem." There's a chiv simcha on Rosh Chodesh and mikdash. So that's what the Ramban says. Because of the chiv simcha, it sounds like there's an obligation to recite halal shalem and the beis hamikdash on Rosh Chodesh min haTorah, according to the Bahag's opinion. That halal on a day where there's a chiv simcha is deraisa. The Gemara just excluded vlamia to ela halal bigvulin. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is muta basiyas malacha means that the kedushas hayom Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in the mikdash with respect to being mechaliyev musafim. The kedushas hayom Rosh Chodesh is not relevant chutz lemikdash. So that seems to be what the Gemara is driving at over here. Oy dilma, maybe I should say kevin deloyasa basiyas malacha. The whole kedushas hayom Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in the mikdash with respect to mechaliyev musafim. It doesn't ask a bit malacha. So chutz l'migdash, there's no significance to the kedushas hayom of Rosh Chodesh. So it's not covered with Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So mikra edin, you don't have to mention. There's no chiyah based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So it, it's only a special takon in davening to say Yalav Yavai. They never made a takon in benching. Gemara says no, Toshma. The day has Kedusha Sayyam. The day is a different day. It's true that it's Muta Basir's Malacha. But since the day has a special status, Menat Torah, so that's why it's covered with the din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom, Tein Lameim B'chosim Shal Yom. And Chol Yom Yom, that applies both to davening and to Birchas HaMazon. Both of them.
If you get Yalav Yavo in benching, you don't have to repeat it.
Right. The Gemara says to repeat it. The Gemara in Brachas sounds like it says if a person forgets Ritzeya Yalav Yavai on Shabbos and Yontif, he is Yotze Benching. He's just not Yotze the Chiyab Suda. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained the Gemara. It's not all the Rishonim say that, but that was his beautiful interpretation. That the benching, you are Yotze, even if you forgot Ritzeya Yalav Yavai, you aren't Yotze the Chiyab Suda. So we give you a Brera. Either you have to wash again and eat another meal. But if you're ready to platz, you already ate so much food, so who wants to eat another meal? So they were makel, they were lenient about it. They said, we permit you to repeat the benching a second time. Shouldn't it be a bracha l'batala? No, we permit you to repeat the benching without eating over a new meal for the sake of being kaver the suda, the shem suda siyantu, the shem suda Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh, there is no chiyav suda. On Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, there is no chiyav suda. So there's no reason to repeat the benching. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the whole Yom Yom Tein Meim Chosim. There's only a din lechatchila. It doesn't mean that you're not yotze the benching b'di Eben. That doesn't mean you're not yotze the Shmoneh Esrei. You're yotze the Shmoneh Esrei, right? There's a din in the Gemara. Let's say the Chazan in Chazaras Hashatz Rosh Chodesh morning, when he's davening Shachris, forgot to say Yalav Yava. So everyone will scream out Yalav Yava. They'll kill him. They'll stone him. They won't let him go weiter. What if he's hard of hearing and Shenge ended the whole Shachris? Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yavai, and he finished the whole Chazaras Hashatz. Would we tell him he got to repeat the Chazaras Hashatz? So the Gemara says in Brachas, no, he doesn't have to repeat it. The Tzibur can rely on the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf, and Musaf is going to say Rosh Chodesh. But a Yochid, you don't say like that. A Yochid, you say when he finished Shmoneh Esrei, a Yochid daven Shachris. He forgot to say Yalav Yavai, has to daven over again. So what would be the din b'diyeved if a yochid daven shachris, he forgot Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, and then he went ahead and he daven Musaf already? Does he still have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei shachris? So the Magen Avraham quotes that this is a machlokes achronim, and then Mishnah Berurah says Safik brachas lahakel, that if the person daven shachris and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh morning, and then in Shoen Gedavin, he was supposed to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in order to say Yalav Yav. He didn't repeat it. And in Shoen Ob Gedavin Musaf, so B'dieved, what by the Shliach Tzibah is Mutav L'chatchila, so by a Yochid we would say B'dieved, it's good. So B'dieved Yeyotze, so why should you even say L'chatchila? Why should you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei L'chatchila? Why not rely on the Musaf and B'yotze B'dieved? What's the L'chatchila to repeat it? So the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained, that's how Rav Soloveitchik said, he heard from his grandfather Rav Chaim, that the pshat is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom V'yom Tein Meim Chosim Shal Yom is not Ma'akid B'diyevet. If you daven Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh morning and you forgot Yalav Yavai, you yotze the Shmoneh Esrei. You weren't yotze a separate mitzvah. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you weren't yotze. There's another din. The Kviyas Rosh Chodesh is done by the Bezen, and the whole Tzibur has to approve of it. The Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, when the Bezin declares that today is Rosh Chodesh, or this year is Hashanah Mu'beres, the Bezin has to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So it has to, it's only Chal. The Kviyas Rosh Chodesh is only valid in the establishing of Hashanah Mu'beres, of an Adar Sheni, is only Chal if you have the Haskoma of the Tzibur. If the Tzibur don't accept it, they don't want today to be Rosh Chodesh. They don't want this year to be a Shana Mubarak, so then the Kviyas of the Bezin is not Chal. So how do we demonstrate that we're maskim, we're going along with the Kviyas of the Bezin? So we should say, Yalav Yava, Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim, in addition to the Din Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's a Din only L'chatchila. But this is Lehikuva. If the Tzibah doesn't demonstrate that we're going along with the Kviyas of the Bezin, so then the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is not Chal. So that's the Din. The person daven Shmoneh Esrei Shachris, he forgot the Yalav Yavai. Said b'diyeved is yotze the Shmoneh Esrei, like benching. You're yotze the benching, just you want yotze Suda's Yontif. But on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh there is no chiyav Suda, so there's no reason that he should repeat the benching. So if the person daven shachris on Rosh Chodesh, if he got to say Yalav Yavai, he's yotzei the davening. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, but he was yotzei davening. So why do we tell him he should daven again? The answer is there's another inyan, kviyas Rosh Chodesh. The tzibur has to go along, that's the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, tzibur has to go along with the kviyas of the Bezin to demonstrate somehow that we are masking with the establishment of Rosh Chodesh. So the Chatchila, the Chachamim want he should volunteer at Tfilas Nedove. He was Yotzei Shachris already. The Chatchila, they want he should volunteer at Tfilas Nedove, that he should mention the Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim in Shachris. Let him offer another Shemana Esrei. But if he already said Musaf, so he already was Masker Kedushas Hayayim, and that's Man Tfila in the morning. So there's no need to do a second time. So Rav Chaim added on that this was all Bizman HaGemara, that it made sense to offer Tfilas Nedove. Bizman HaZen, the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend it doesn't make sense to offer any Tfilas Nedove, because we're not so careful about being Mechavin in the Shemana Esrei the first time around. So we're offering Lacha Tfilas Nedove. So Rav Chaim said the whole idea of repeating Shachris in order to say Yalav Yavah, if you forgot, you really were Yotze Tfila, just not Yotze the Chavis Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim. So if you were Yotze Tfila, why are you davening at Tzveta Mol Shachris? It's really a Tfilas Nedova. So he said that since Bizman HaZeh, we don't recommend anybody to say a Tfilas Nedova, so he felt that Bizman HaZeh, we should always rely L'chatchila on davening Musaf. You should never repeat the Shemana Esrei of Shachris. Chiddush. And Shulchan Aruch, they don't talk about this. Shulchan Aruch, they don't explain it.
Instead of relying on the
Musaf
davening in such a circumstance, would you be
outside
for Yitzchak
Tzitzel Leining and also talk about Rosh Chodesh? No, the takana was you should mention this Kedushas Hayayim in Shachris. If you pay attention to all Chazaras Hashatz from the beginning to the end, then also it's good. The Gemara says, if you're a Baki, you know how to daven, so you shouldn't rely on the Chazan. If you're an Ein Baki, that's what Chazaras Hashatz is all about. So let's say, I thought I'm a Baki. I know how to daven by heart. I forgot Yalav Yavai, so obviously I'm not a Baki today. For this Shachris, I'm not a Baki. So if I listen to the Chazar Sashatz from the beginning to the end, and the Chazan will say every word out loud, not if he whispers Moedim under his vunches. If he says every word out loud with the beginning, Hashem Svaseh Tiftach, and the end, Yil Deratzen Emifif, the Chazan says everything out loud, so then I can be Yotzei, like an Ein Baki can rely on the Chazar Sashatz.
So what do you do with Moedim Derabbanan?
You say the Moedim Deraisi. You don't say the Moedim Derabbanan. Yeah, we discussed why is the Moedim Derabbanan? They used to ask that on exams in NYU. Why is it called Moedim Derabbanan? What's the Moedim Deraisi? So when we learned Saita, the Beis Yosef explained, when the Chazan would say Moedim, there is no Moedim Deraisi. All Moedim is Derabbanan. When the Chazan would say Moedim, so different Amoroyim would say different Nuschaos. So we say the composite of everybody's Nuschaos. That's what called Moedim Derabbanan. The Nusach of Moedim, putting together what everybody used to say. That's Moedim Derabbanan of all of the Amoroi. But there is no Moedim Deraisa. Yeah. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara about Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. There is an institution of Hukta the Mitzvasai. Hukta the Mitzvasai, there are Tashmishe Mitzvah, there are Tashmishe Gedusha. To say for Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, which have Divrei Torah, Yitzchak Pesukim from Chumash, that's called Tashmishei Kedusha. So even after the Sefer Torah is Nipsal, and the Mezuzah is so puzzled, you can't correct it, you need to see the Kesidron, it's not sure to correct it, so you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. Tashmishei Kedusha on Nignazim, you have to put it in Shemus. What about Tashmishei Mitzvah? What if you have an old Talis, an old Esrog, or an old Sukkah? So the Gemara says, Bizman Mitzvah, you have to treat it with dignity. Achaz ma mitzvason, so the Tashmish mitzvah on Nizrokin. They only have a temporary degree of Kedusha, Bizman mitzvason. And this is learned out, the Ramban and the Gemara Megillah said, this is learned out from the Pasuk in Chumash that says regarding Sukkah. Chaga Sukkah Stasel Choshev Asyamim, he spoke many times, the Pashab Shat in the Pasuk, Chaga Sukkah Stasel Choshev Asyamim, you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Sukkot tasavulcha, you should construct the sukkah tasavulaim and haasei, and you should construct it that it should be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days. A sukkah that's only going to last a couple of days is going to collapse within the 7 days of Sukkot. So it's not even kosher for the first few days. It has to be ruy l'chol shiva. And what do you make this chach from? The Pasha B'Shat is you should you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot at the ingathering season of the year. Is this man of the celebration of the Yontif. And according to this additional level of interpretation, Basbucha means the psal is going to be yekev. That's the material that you should use to use for this chach. So the whole pasuk fits in well, except for the word chag. It says chag sukkah tasulcha. How can they interpret that it goes sukkah tasulcha? You should construct a sukkah tasulam and osay. Mar says no. The word chag is a description of the sukkah. According to this level of interpretation, the Torah Shabbat, that kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga. The word chag doesn't mean a holiday. Means the korban chagiga kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah. What do you mean? It's like a korban. It has a kedushas korban. Kedushas korban is kedusha lat poka bichdi. The Gemara says no. The hooks of the mitzvasai for the sukkah is only bizman mitzvasai. If the sukkah is over, so it's no longer hooked in the mitzvasai. So from this pasuk of chag, kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah, we derive from here also that the esrog is hooked to the mitzvasai. You're not allowed to eat it. And the hadassim are hooked to the mitzvasai, you're not allowed to smell them. And the tzitzis is hooked to the mitzvasai. And the shemen and their chanuk is hooked to the mitzvasai. Whenever you have tashmishi mitzvah, it's not tashmishi kedusha. Tashmishi kedusha is karbonis or psukim from Tanakh. But here there's no psukim from Tanakh and there's no karbonis here. So the pashtus says it should be tashmishi mitzvah. So there's ma mitzvasai and it's hooked to the mitzvasai. So in sukkah, there's a mach, in Gemara sukkah, in Gemara beitza, daf lamed, there's a machlekes, the Ramban and the Tosfos, the two girsas, how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says not only the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, even the noye sukkah. The Gemara has it over here also. And chod beis amir aleph. The noye sukkah, the things that you hang up to beautify the sukkah, also hooked to the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to get hanoah from it. So the Gemara says there in beitza, daf lamed, in histo aleim, akolafi tanai. What if they made a tanai? An Arab sukkahs and a boidel mehem called bein hashmoshes. I reserve the right to use the noyes sukkah for my own purposes. I don't want it to become hooked to the mitzvahs. The Gemara says nisht is nisht. If he doesn't want the noyes sukkah to become asa b'hanoah, to become hooked to the mitzvahs, it doesn't become. So Tosfos girsa in the Gemara was that's only on the noyes sukkah, but on the sukkah itself, the schach and the tvanis, that's hooked to the mitzvahs. That's real hooked to the mitzvahs. So that doesn't matter what you want. If you didn't sit in the sukkah, it's only hazman alav milsehi. If you sat in the sukkah, it becomes hooked in the mitzvah, even against your wishes. And that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchas Sukkah. The sukkah itself, the schach with the tvanis, becomes hooked in the mitzvah, even if he doesn't want it to become. On the noyes sukkah, he can make it tonight. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says, no, the whole hooked in the mitzvah of sukkah, or of any mitzvah for that matter, is only because we assume he probably is designating it. But just because he uses it for a mitzvah, and he b'feir says, I don't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah, it will not become hooked to the mitzvah. So there in here in Shulchan Aruch, they say, they quote this b'raisa from the Shiltas, that the Shiltas quoted from the Psikta, that the leftover shemen for the Ner Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah, even after Yontav is over, even after Chanukah is over. So many Rishonim disagree. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be after Chanukah is over? What is it? Tashmishi kedusha. So some say, yeah, we treat it like the shemen in the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. We treat the shemen in the menorah and our menorah along the lines of tashmishi kedusha, as if it were a carbon. And there is halal kedusha. We treat it as if the Gemara makes fun of that. The kedusha yeshbo. What you're not also the shtamish gayora there? Why? Because also banor is a kodesh. And we follow the maseches of and there is halal kedusha. We treat it as if it is kodesh. So, yeah, then it would make sense. Even Moshe Shemesh been there is not because of hooked to the mitzvah. It's like Kodesh. And then whenever you have kachim that apostle, you can't use it, so you have to burn it. Sarafta sanoisa beish. If you have pigal noisa tummy, you can't use it, so you have to burn it. So that's what it says in the Shiltas quotes from the Braisa in the Psikta. You have to make a madura bifnei atzma. It's like burning with sarafta sanoisa beish. And other Rishonim disagree. They say no, that the Moshe Shemesh Abner Chanukah is only hooked to the mitzvah. And they say, so why should it retain? Tosfos asks, why should it retain hooked to the mitzvah after Chanukah is over? Why is it different from the schach after Sukkah is over? Why is it different after an old torn up talis that you're not going to use it and the shul doesn't want to accept the donation and no one in the neighborhood wants it? It's an old, worn out Arbe Kamfis. You throw it in the garbage. It's a tashmishi kedusha lachas ma mitzvasan. It no longer has the status of hukta mitzvasan. So why should the ner? Why should the moisa shembishem ner chanukah be any different? So that's what the Taisva says, because he's maktzit meidaita. When he lights the candles, he has in mind he's not going to get hano at all. Since he's maktzit meidaita, he says somehow or another, not to be understood, that's why it remains osir bahano even after chanukah is off. So then the poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, what if the fellow says beferish before he lights the ner of chanukah? I have in mind, I don't want it to be hooked to the mitzvah after chanukah is over. Nisht is nisht, that doesn't become. The whole thing is a chiddush in the first place, that the Moshe Shemeshah b'ner Chanukah should retain the status of hook to the Mitzvah after the Yontav is over. It should be the same as the Esrog after Sukkot is over. You can eat the Esrog. Should have been the same. So Tosfos says it's different because it's Maktze Midaitai. So over here the Paskim say, if he says Beferish, I'm not Maktze Midaitai, it's okay. That's why it's different from, you see, the Sukkah is a Machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. We Paskim like Tosfos. That's talking the Sukkah and Sukkahs. Sukkah and Sukkahs, so we pass on like this, is hooked to the mitzvah, so whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter what you say. What you say, any bodle hamenu kol ben hashmashes, that's only relevant for the noye Sukkah. You don't want it to become batal agav the Sukkah. But for the Sukkah itself that you use to fulfill the mitzvah, it becomes hooked to the mitzvah. But here, we're not talking about the shemen shebener chanukah and chanukah. An chanukah taka tonight will not work. Like on Sukkahs, the tonight will not work. That the sukkah should remain muta b'hano. But for this chumra that the Navi says in the Gemara, the chumra that the Shilta is quoted from the Psikta, that the leftover shemesh b'nei Chanukah retains the status of hukta mitzvasa even after the yantav Chanukah is over, and Tosfos breaks the head to explain why. So they said because yemaktze midaito. So there the poskim say, if you say beferish, you have in mind it should not become hukta mitzvasa, so it doesn't become hukta mitzvasa. Zmara Gemara, the Gemara says the Iker, the Gemara quotes the Brisa from the Megillah Steinitz, the Iker Takana was to be Madlik al Pesach Besam Ibachutz. Then the Gemara said, Bishas HaSakana, if you light outside, the Goyim will they'll make a pogrom, they'll be upset, so they'll blow out your candles. The Zoroastrians, they didn't let anybody have any other fires outside from their Besav Ibachutz Zora. So Bishas HaSakana, you light inside. So the Achronim are bothered with the question, how come in Europe the Jews lived in a separate ghetto? They lived in a separate section of the city. And for many generations, the Goyim didn't start up with them. Everybody had Goyish maids helping them out. And they knew Shabbos and Kashrus. They knew everything, all the Yiddish and Minhagim. And there was no anti-Semitism. So why didn't the Jews madlek ner Chanukah al Pesach Besa mi Bachutz? So one of the Gedolim came up, there was a Dayan Ehrenberg. In the early years, after HaKamas HaMedina, he was one of the prominent Rabbanim. He was a Rav in Europe, and then he was in the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael. So he wrote the Tshuva Zvar Yehoshua. So he's famous. He has a Tshuva in the first Chelek that was hotly debated. He came up with a Chiddush that he has Rishonim have such a Lashon. Not only Bishas HaSakana Menichal Shulchan HaVedayo, the Lashon is Mishas HaSakana VeElach. Once the Bekama, Shas HaSakana, which already came centuries ago, so now the Takana is Menich al Shulchan HaVidayu, and you can't light outside. So he was opposed, this is Dayan Ehrenberg, and Dayan Tel Aviv, and the big Batei Dinim there. All the big Batei Dinim used to be in Tel Aviv years ago. Now they're all in Yerushalayim. So he said, if you light al Pesach Pesach Mibachutz, you're not Yoytzei Bizman HaZeh, because Kach Tiknu Melechatchila. You light Pesach Beisah up until the time that there'll be a Shas HaSakana. Nishas HaSakana V'yelach, everybody has to light Ben Bifnim, and we no longer light the outside. So all the Rabbanim and Eretz, everybody disagreed. Chazanish and the Brisker Rav, everybody lit outside. More correct is to light outside. The Star Kapella, how come for so many generations the Jews didn't light outside? So the Sfasemis quotes from one of the early Chassidish Rebbes. He says the idea of lighting the Pesach, the Ner Chanukah, is to prevent the Hellenistic influence from infiltrating into the house. So you want to put a mechitza. We don't want the attitude from the street to come into the house. But by Menasenu Harabim, we have newspapers, you have magazines, you have television, you have radios. It already is in the house. So we have to light Neres Chanukah in the house in order to chase out the secular influence. That's how the Sfasemis quotes that song. And we should keep in mind the Rishonim have a lashon. The Atman Ha'or Doche Harbe Min HaChoshech. If you have a little bit of light, this can dispel a lot of darkness. But it's not Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz has one of his drushes where he writes, "Me'at mina or decha harbi mina choshech," but it's not decha kol choshech. To be decha kol choshech, you have to have harbi or. We have a lot of people who learned in yeshivas, learning in yeshivas, or learned in yeshivas. They have ma'at min ha'or, but they have a lot of choshech also. So we have what the Loshon HaMedrash is, or v'choshech mishtamshin birbuvia. They say things that are kosher, and then they say things that are not kosher. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of, there's ma'at min ha'or, but ma'at min ha'or is only dech ahar b'mah, it's not dech kol ha'choshech. We have to try to be mechanach ourselves, try to be mechanach our children, and our talmidim, they should have harbi min ha'or, which should succeed in being dech kol ha'choshech. We should have a lichtiger Chanukah and a lichtiger life.
It's interesting. Beisilah and Beis Shammai, of course, increase the life because Malin with Kodesh. Beis Shammai said, no, you start with 8 and you go down. Like, they didn't believe in Malin with Kodesh. They certainly believe in it. They said, it depends what. Beisilah considered Or. We want to increase the Or in the house. Keep going up. Beis Shammai said, no, we have to get
you know, the Talos.